Seventh Sunday in Year A. A reading from the book of Leviticus. The Lord spoke to Moses and said, "Speak to the whole community of Israelites and say, 'Be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. You shall not have hatred in your heart for any of your kin. You shall reprove your neighbor firmly, and so avoid taking the guilt upon yourself. You shall not exact vengeance on, or bear any sort of grudge against, the members of your race, but shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord is kind and merciful. The Lord is kind and merciful. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all within me his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and never forget all his gifts. The Lord is kind and merciful. It is the Lord who forgives all your sins, who heals every one of your ills, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with mercy and compassion. The Lord is kind and merciful. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger and rich in mercy. He does not treat us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our faults. The Lord is kind and merciful. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our sins from us. As a father has compassion on his children, the Lord's compassion is on those who fear him. The Lord is kind and merciful. A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Do you not know that you are God's temple, and the Spirit of God is living in you? If anyone destroys the temple of God, God will destroy that person, for the temple of God is holy, and you are that temple. There is no room for self-delusion. Anyone among you who reckons to be wise by worldly standards must become a fool in order to be wise. For the wisdom of the world is folly to God. For it is written, "He traps the wise in the snare of their own cunning." And again, "The Lord knows the plans of the wise and how futile they are." So, no one among human beings should exult. Everything belongs to you, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death, or the present, or the future, all belongs to you, but you belong to Christ, and Christ belongs to God. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Whoever keeps the word of Christ grows perfect in the love of God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you, and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard how it was said, 'Eye for eye and tooth for tooth.' But I say this to you, offer no resistance to the wicked. On the contrary, if anyone hits you on the right cheek, offer him the other as well. If someone wishes to go to law with you to get your tunic, let him have your cloak as well. And if anyone requires you to go 1 mile, go 2 miles with him. Give to anyone who asks you, and do not turn away from one who wants to borrow from you. You have heard how it was said, 'You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I say this to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be children of your Father in heaven. For he causes his sun to rise on the evil as well as the good, and sends down rain on the righteous and the wicked alike. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do as much? And if you save your greetings for your brothers and sisters, are you doing anything exceptional? Do not even the Gentiles do as much? You must therefore be perfect, as your heavenly Father is perfect." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.